just sum up the team's performance, obviously considering Sam, but also you all have to still do your routines?
Well, obviously it was sort of something we wasn't expecting, but I mean, we're professional enough and experienced enough to deal with our situation. Obviously it had a bit more pressure on us, having to go 3-3 to Kent, but at the same time, as I said, we train for these sort of situations and we're experienced enough to deal with them, and it was a joy towards the end of the competition having the crowd behind us, sort of going through together as a team. It really was a pleasure to be here competing.
So how does this rank? You've won plenty of medals, you've been in plenty of competitions. I know you haven't got the medal around your neck, but how does it rank, this achievement?
Definitely one of the highest. I mean, I was saying earlier, the Commonwealth is such a fun experience to be a part of. It hasn't quite got the high pressure intensity of an Olympics or a World Championship, so you are able to sort of enjoy it a bit more, and just to be here, and not quite home sore, but close enough, and enjoying the village, enjoying the arena, the atmosphere. It's just a pleasure to be here competing for England.
And what about the individual competition? Are you coming back out for that?
Yeah, well, I'll be in vault final and I'll be in the high bar final, so hopefully similar sort of routines, and hopefully I could come away with some more medals. That'd be absolutely fantastic.
And in terms of the main competition for that, who are you kind of up against?
My own teammates, the Scottish lads, the Welsh lads, and obviously Canada, Australia will be in some finals as well. So everyone that's in the final obviously deserves to be there because of the high level of gymnastics they're producing, so it's going to be tough finals, and I'm just looking forward to going out there and competing again.
And is that funny, going from the team spirit to then the individual mentality?
Oh, definitely. I mean, but at the same time, we're sort of used to doing that. We're used to competing as a team, then the next day we're sort of competing against each other, and that's part of being a gymnast, and because we've been doing it for so many years now, it's sort of just second nature to us.
Okay, lovely, thanks, good luck.
One of the best experiences of my life, without a doubt.
You looked very relaxed out there. Did you feel relaxed?
I did, actually. I knew that we went out there, I felt really prepared. I've been training full time for the last 6 weeks, which hasn't been a luxury that I've been able to have while I've been teaching full time. So I knew I was going out there, and it was my job to be relaxed. It was my job to put up a good, solid performance as a first routine, settle the rest of the boys so that they could go hell for leather and go for these medals. And they did, and they did me proud. It was really good. I mean, the competition's not over yet, but we've put up a really big score, and I think it'll be difficult for some of the later groups to beat.
Given what happened 4 years ago, and that was well documented, what does this mean to you?
This means absolutely everything to me. I mean, I came back into this 2 years ago because I wanted to rewrite my end in my gymnastics career, and I really feel that with the help of these boys, I've been able to do that.
Kids compared to yourself.
Definitely. Well, Frank's about 9 years younger than me.
Exactly. So, I mean, how far can they go in this business?
Oh, they're going to go at the very top. Frank and Dan have already done Olympics. Frank was an absolutely fantastic junior Europeans, had an unfortunate injury with his neck, but he's come back really strong. He's seen a little bit of nerves out there today, that's only to be expected at his first majors. He's going to go from strength to strength. I've got absolutely no doubt that he'll probably be within contention for the World Championships later this year, and he'll be smashing out Olympics in Rio.
Good perspective, what kind of achievement it is, almost historical, it's never been done before.